Mishnah Perakei Mishnah Hay in Maiso says Alokeach Sadeh Yarek B'Suria. A person purchases a field of vegetables in Syria. Mashlo Baliona Samasos Chayev, if they have not yet reached the point in which they are obligated in Masros, they haven't yet reached that point of maturity or ripening, then Chayev, the purchaser of this field who purchased it from a non-Jew, would be obligated since they matured and became obligated in Masros while in his possession. However, if he only purchased them after they already had matured for purposes of being eligible for Trumas Umaisros Potter, then he would be exempt because we subscribe to the principle, according to everybody, that since Surya only received the halachos of Eretz Yisrael for purposes of various dinim, since when it was conquered by David HaMelech, it was conquered as a kibush yochid. Before all of Eretz Yisrael had been conquered, it was conquered, so that was considered to be kibush yochid, lo shmei kibush. It wasn't a complete conquering, didn't receive all of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, everybody would agree, even though there's a machlokis about Eretz Yisrael proper, but with respect to Syria, if a non-Jew purchases land, then any the Kedusha that belonged to the land that would require it to have Trumas and Maisos taken from its produce is basically nullified by virtue of the non-Jewish ownership of the land, since the non-Jew owned the land at the point in time in which the produce became obligated in Trumas and Maisos. Therefore, the produce remains exempt even after it is acquired by a Jew. Veloke kedarko veholech. And not only that, but even the afterwards, as the produce continues to grow, once it has been purchased by the Jewish purchaser, even with respect to the growth, the Jewish purchaser would not be obligated to take Trumos Umaisros at that point in time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yisko Polim V'Yokot, Rabbi Yehuda says that you could even hire workers to collect the vegetables, and we don't have to worry that people will say that he's not taking maisos from his field, because he doesn't have to take maisos from his field. The only reason the Tanakhama might not allow the hiring of workers is because the Tanakhama would be worried that if you hired workers in a case where you purchased the field after it had reached the stage of Trumos Maisos, maybe you might purchase the field before it reached the stage of a Trumos Maisos, and we would be worried about that. That's one way of interpreting part of the Mishnah that talks about Loke Kedarko Veholech. There is an alternative way of understanding, which is enunciated by the Gra, by the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon understands that Loke Kedarko Veholech means that when you do purchase a field from a non-Jew after it has already become eligible for Trumos Maisos, and therefore it's exempt since it grew in the non-Jew's possession, you would be responsible for any additional growth afterwards, and therefore Loke Kedarko Veholech, you'd better immediately uproot all of the produce so that it won't become Chayav B'Trumos Maisos. And Rabbi Yehuda then is adding that you should even be obligated to hire workers, V'Yilko, to hire workers to make sure that this gets done. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'medrum amurim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, when do these halachos apply, that if you purchase the field before before the plants reach the stage in which they would be chayav b'trumos umaisos, bizman shekana karka, that's only if you actually purchase the field itself. Aval bizman shelo kana karka, but if you didn't buy the field itself, imad shelo ba leonas umaisos potter, then since you only bought the actual produce, but the field itself belongs to the non-Jew, therefore we say that it became obligated in trumos umaisos, or it would have become obligated to Trumos Umaisos at a point in time in which the ownership of the field still belonged to the non-Jew, and therefore since Yesh Kinyan Legoy Lehafkia Miad Maiser in Surya, the produce would become Potter, since again we're talking about this transaction taking place in Surya. Rebbe Omer Aflefi Cheshbon, Rebbe says that Aflefi Cheshbon, meaning what? Meaning that if one would buy the field after it had reached the onus amaisos, after it had reached the point in which it was obligated in Trumos Umaisos, so Rebbe is, according to this version, this explanation, which is in the Yerushalmi, Rebbe is basically arguing with the Tanakhama and saying that any additional growth that came afterwards, the person would be obligated to take Trumos HaMaisos from. Now, according to the Vilna Gaon, who understood that basically the Tanakhama subscribed to that principle that whatever would grow after the purchase, even in a case where the produce had already reached the stage of ripening before purchase by the Jew, that even the Tanakhama says that the purchaser would be obligated to take Trumos HaMaisos. So what then is Rebbe saying? So according to the Gro's understanding, Rebbe is actually being lenient, and he's saying that even in the other case where the produce was purchased before it was ripe and ready for Trumos HaMaisos to be taken, he's saying that the purchaser is only obligated to take Trumos HaMaisos on that portion of the produce that grows after the field has been acquired, even though it was acquired before the ripening of the produce, and therefore one would not have to take Trumos HaMaisos on the totality of the growth, but only on the additional growth that occurred after the time that the field was purchased, even in such a case. Mishnah Vav talks about a person who is making beer, but this is not alcoholic beer per se. It is basically a drink. I think it's sometimes translated as mead, sometimes made out of dates. Here we are talking about where somebody is taking the sediment of wine and the pouring water on top of it in order to create this type of a beverage. And the question is whether the sediment is significant enough in order to be mechayev, in order to obligate additional maisros to be taken from the produce, or whether, since basically it's just a concoction of water being poured over sediment, that we say this is essentially water. Since it's essentially water, you don't have to take maisros from water. So the Mishnah says it depends. If a misami minas and mayim amida, a person pours, say, 5 gallons of water, a matzah kedei midaso, and finds that the whole combination is 5 gallons, and then we say it's really all water. Since it's really all water, you don't have to take maestro. So that's what the Mishnah says. Potter, you'd be potter in such a case. Rabbi Yehuda, however, mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir and says, no, you would be obligated to take maestros because the sediment from the grapes, or the sediment from the wine, actually that you were pouring the water upon, and this was sediments that had not yet had Trumos HaMaisos taken from the wine from which the sediment derived. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the sediments absorb the water and therefore really were dispelling wine, and the total combination is a combination of wine basically that has been diluted with water, and therefore it would be obligated. Now the Yerushalmi explains that it's only obligated in Maaser and not in Truma, because basically the sediment is coming from the dregs or remains from the wine press, and as we said at the beginning, that the initial Truma taken for everything from the wine press would include even that which would be the kernels or the pits or the sediment or whatever you would be pouring the water upon in order to make this beverage. Now the Mishnah continues that Matzah Yosef Akademi Das, so that if somebody found that when they poured the 3 gallons of water, there was 3 gallons plus a quart, so then obviously whatever was being poured upon, these sediments were actually making a difference and adding to the volume of the total combination. So then even the Tanakhama would agree that whatever was the additional amount over and above the amount of the water, it would be the total amount minus the amount of water poured at the beginning. So in our example, if the total amount is 3 gallons and a quarter and a quart, and one had originally poured 3 gallons of water, so then motzio lav mimakom acher l'picheshmon, one would have to take maisros from other produce on the quantity of the difference between the amount of the water and the amount of the total quantity, which in this case would be the amount of 1 quart, the difference between 3 gallons and a quart and the 3 gallons of water.